The next patient is Walter Zubek. The first name is W-A-L-T-E-R, Walter, and the last name is Z like in zebra, U like in uniform, B like in beta, E like in echo, K like in kilo. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that was referred to this office by Mr. Zachariah, Z-E-C-H-A-R-I-A-H, Dominguez, D like in Delta, O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, A-P-R-N, for evaluation of the kidney function, period. The main concern is the rapid decrease in the kidney function from August to November of the year 2022. In August 7 of 2022, the patient had an estimated GFR of 76.6, and in November was down to 39. After reviewing the chart, the patient has several comorbidities, but what stands out is contrast-induced nephropathy. In August the 5th, 2022, the patient had a cardiac catheterization. That could explain the changes. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis and we don't have a protein creatinine ratio or microalbumin creatinine ratio to determine the kidney function. And other considerations for the deterioration of the kidney function are related to cardiorenal syndrome. This patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 40%. The other possibility, diabetes mellitus, but this patient has been with the blood sugar control most of the time. The hemoglobin A1Cs are between 6 and 7 most of the time. He has a history of kidney stones that could be playing a role, and whether or not hyperuricemia and gout are playing a role in this deterioration of the kidney function is also part of the differential, period. We're going to evaluate the case with the kidney stone protocol. Protein creatinine ratio, microalbumin creatinine ratio. Uric acid and abdominal retroperitoneal ultrasound in order to assess the kidney anatomy. rule out the possibility of kidney stones, crystallizations, obstruction, period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been very well controlled with the administration of pioglitazone in combination with metformin. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading at the office was 136 over 72. Following number. Nephrolithiasis. The reason for the high nephrolithiasis is unknown. Comma, he doesn't know whether or not the kidney stones have been analyzed. In any event, we are going to ask the evaluation of the urine and the retroperitoneal ultrasound. Following number, history of gout, whether or not the patient has hyperuricemia and hyperuricosuria is unknown, and we will do the workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral paragraph. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral and searching in the past medical history with the cardiac catheterization and testing that had been done at the hospital. In the face-to-face, we spend 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes. Evaluation in 2 months.